This is Dr. Patadia dictating the consult on Nilo Lazzaro, last name L for Larry, A for Apple, Z for Zebra, A for Apple, R O. First name is Nilo, N for Nancy, E for Europe, I for India, L for Larry, O. Date is September 23, 2025, period. He's a 68-year-old male patient who comes with a history of decrease in functional capacity over last 1 year, period. Now he says he can walk about 2 miles and climb 2 to 3 flights of stairs, period. About a year ago, he could walk about 3 to 4 miles and climb 4 flights of stairs. So his functional capacity has decreased by about 25 to 50%, period. He remains active, and he's now starting to walk again to build his strength, period. No issue of chest pain, chest tightness, chest heaviness or a chest discomfort, period. No issue of dizziness or syncope, period. No issue of palpitation, cuff with expectoration or edema of feet, period. No issue of bleeding tendency or GI problem. G capital, period. I for India capital, period. Problem. Personal history, he's retired for 7 years, period. His height is 5'6", and his weight is 170 pounds, period. His weight has remained same for last 2 years, period. New paragraph, past history, hypertension for about 2 years, and he's on losartan and amlodipine. He says generally his diastolic blood pressure is in the around 50 or sometime between 40 and 50, period. History of diabetes since year 2000, and it is under good control, period. History of hypercholesterolemia for 5 years, and he's on treatment with atorvastatin, 40 milligram once a day, atorvastatin, A for Apple, T for Tom, O, R, V for Victor, A for Apple, S for Sam, T for Tom, A for Apple, T for Tom, I for India, N for Nancy, period. His other significant history is in 1985, when he came to this country, he was diagnosed with tuberculosis, and he was given rifampin, R-I, F for Frank, A for Apple, M for Mary, P for Peter, I for India, N for Nancy, for 2 year period. He also gives history of elevated liver enzyme and history of sleep apnea, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem. Other than he has been told to have somewhat elevated liver enzyme, and so far no clear etiology, period. Allergy. Patient says that aspirin and Advil at time will cause itching or sometime even hives. But not every time, period. And similar reaction happens after shrimp, but not every time. Shrimp, S-H-R-I, M for Mary, P for Peter, period. Social history, he does not smoke, period. Prior to 2015, he would take 3 to 4 drinks sometime in a day, but not every day. And this generally happens when he meets his friends, period. Now, since 2015, one drink every 2 weeks period. It does not take excessive amount of coffee, period. The paragraph, family tree. Father died at the age of 61 year and he had a heart problem and diabetes, period. Mother died at the age of 94 year and died of old age, period. One sister who is... ...60-year-old has high blood pressure. One sister who is 75-year-old and one brother who is 78-year-old, they have diabetes, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil somewhat constricted but reacts to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP. Edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt, period. Both pedal pulses are 3/4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity is 116 over 50 millimeters of mercury, period. The blood pressure when he's sitting and with the light pressure, light L for Larry, I for India, G, H for house, T for Tom, with light pressure, with the stethoscope, blood pressure is 110 over 60 millimeters of mercury, period. Blood pressure with his instrument is 109 over 50 millimeters of mercury with pulse 67 beats per minute, period. And second reading 125 over 48 millimeters of mercury with the pulse 65 beats per minute and regular, period. Cardiovascular system exam. BMI cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is an ejection systolic leak, period. No S3, period. No S4, period. And no significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. Respiratory system exam. Air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Alimentary system exam. There is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit, noted, period, new paragraph. Both carotids are 4/4 and no carotid bruit, period, new paragraph. The EKG, a normal sinus rhythm with first degree AV block, A for apple and V for Victor block, period. New paragraph. Analysis, this patient has a shortness of breath where he remains active but his functional capacity has decreased by 25% to 50% over last 1 year, period. He also has a diastolic blood pressure around 50 millimeters of mercury. The patient has a risk factor of hypertension, coma, diabetes, and hypercholesterolemia. And he also has a history of sleep apnea. So, plan is to do coronary calcium score and echocardiogram to evaluate for any valvular problem, valvular, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, U, L for Larry, A for Apple, R, and period, and also to evaluate for any cardiomyopathy, period. Depending on the results of the test, further management will be planned, period. In the meantime, he is advised to continue his medications as before, period. depending on the results of the tests and clinical course, further management will be planned, period. New paragraph. He does say that his diastolic blood pressure has been low in the range of 50 for a long, long time, and he does not appear to be symptomatic because of that, period. New paragraph. Initial impression, shortness of breath with about 25 to 50% decrease in functional capacity in last 1 year, period. Number two, hypertension for 2 years, next one, number three, diabetes since year 2000, number four, hypercholesterolemia for 5 years. Next line, number five, elevated liver enzyme. Next line, number six, obstructive sleep apnea. Next line, number seven, the history of TB diagnosed 1985, and subsequently he took rifampin for 2 year period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.